Oh, you look like shit. Can't sleep either, huh? The full moon's in 3 days. Makes us restless. I think I told you before, but we can feel its approach. It's a bit worse this month with all these wounds knitting closed. I'm fine. Just... I want out. And I fucking can't yet. You're kidding me. What, you didn't notice my teeth? My fingernails? Where's your head at, Hunter? Take a look at my chest, mate. It's even hairier than it normally is. All signs of what's coming. God, no more blushing. What the hell's the matter with you? No, I don't want any tea. I'm just sick of this couch. This room. I've barely been outside. Haven't been on a hunt in almost a month. Relax, I'm not stupid. I won't go rushing off and undo all your hard work. Not when I just got you to stop with the fucking poultices. I'll have to leave once the full transformation hits. Wounds or no wounds. But until then, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Anyway, what's got you awake at this hour? Another bad dream. Those have been hitting you pretty hard. Oh yeah, I get it. I've had my share of them since you brought me here. Kinda nice, though, waking up on your sofa. Sometimes it takes me a minute to realize I'm not in the pit. But then I'll smell that fish you smoked, or hear you walking around upstairs, and... yeah, feels okay. Well, if I'm honest, I never imagined myself sharing a space for so long with someone who wasn't pack. I would have said, fuck off, I'd eat them raw inside a 10-day. But you're different. I don't feel like I'm intruding on your territory, and I don't feel intruded upon, knowing you're here or just in the other room. It's nice. Yeah, I like the quiet and the fire. And you let the forest creep right up to your front door. You didn't uproot trees or thickets for the sake of having some tidy little city yard. When I'm restless like this, it helps knowing everything I need is just outside. And besides, it doesn't hurt that there's this pretty fool who keeps bringing me hunks of meat all the time. Man could get used to that. Oh, domestic life is gonna drive me berserk, eventually. I give it another month. Maybe two. But right now it's not terrible. I can see why you like it. Yeah, how's that saying go? It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. You really have to put that in your tea all the time? The sleeping powder. I can smell it, you know. It's just so normal for you. Do you know how unnerving that is? It's no wonder you dosed me without a second thought that night we met. If I even start to think about the headache that shit gave me, I swear my temples start throbbing. You don't have to apologize again. I understand now that you really were trying to help in your own ridiculous way. And you respected my demands and didn't do it again. That's all that matters, really. I just noticed that you are using it more and more lately. Like yesterday, after you got that letter from your officer, that monthly report. You had it on your breath later, after you answered it. And then you used it that night, right before bed. And now tonight, you put them on your tea. Listen, there's nothing wrong with quieting your head or using it to help you sleep. I'm not saying stop. Just don't depend on it, yeah? Good. Anything worrying in that letter, or is it just hearing from them that has your hackles up? Ugh, fuckers. Yeah. I'd have trouble thinking about it too. I'd hunt down each and every one of them if I could. I can't be still. My teeth itch. God, if I could just bring down one doe, hell, I'd take a rabbit at this point. I'm not hungry. I want to hunt. Chase something down and kill it. And anyway, I finished the rest of the roast earlier. And the stew. And both kinds of jerky. I left you the vegetables. Be grateful. No, reading isn't gonna help right now. Your little jigsaw puzzle won't take my mind off things either. For one, it's a fucking jigsaw puzzle. Only you and little old ladies do those. But mostly, look at it. It's all orange and green. I'm colorblind, idiot. I could go outside and pace a hole in your front yard in the rain, but what's the fucking point? I start running around too much and my whole left side starts flaring up again. It's itching and aching right now. God fucking damn it, I need something to do or I'm gonna go fucking crazy. Finally, you get a good idea. Yeah, that'll do. You wanna be my rabbit, then? Give you a 10-second head start before I pin you down and rip your clothes off. Last chance to back out. I'm not gonna be gentle. But maybe you don't want gentle. You want those thoughts out of your head, don't you? That fear. Then I'm gonna fuck you so hard, you'll see stars. You're gonna ache all day tomorrow. Feel every place I bit and clawed and marked as mine. No, you don't. You're not going anywhere. Look at you. Thrash and bite. Your short little nails clawing my arms. It's cute how you think it's gonna amount to anything. Do you know how fucking excited that gets me? I love feeling the struggle, feeling you squirm. Your wrists pinned under my weight, your hands, they're so much smaller than mine. What are you gonna do? all that training, and you can't even throw me off. I'm not even all the way healed yet. Are you really trying? Oh, yes, use your teeth on me as much as you want, little rabbit. I'd be surprised if you can even pierce the skin. That's so goddamn precious. Your teeny fucking bites. God. It's starting to sink in, isn't it? How soft and vulnerable your body is. How your heart beats like prey. How easy it's gonna be for me to take what I want. God, I can feel how wet this is making you. Fuck, I can smell it. Tell me the truth. You don't want to get away. Not really. I thought not. I know exactly what you're feeling. I've been where you are before. It's safety. If I hurt you, the sting will feel good. If my jaws are at your throat, no one else's can be. You're safe. My teeth are inches from your jugular. And all I can think is how fucking sublime it is to taste your skin. And wreck my nails down your body and listen to you moan and pant and plead for me. I'd eviscerate anyone who so much as laid a finger on you. Your mind's hurt. Your mind to care for. Oh shit. I didn't expect that to happen. Your face, right now. Never had anyone express such delight after seeing me transform before. Kind of a relief. For a second, I thought you might bolt for real. Should have given you more credit than that. You thought my chest was hairy before. You seem to like it even more now. Oh, God. Your fingers feel so good. Keep stroking me like that. Again. It's been ages. God, just grinding against your cunt is incredible. Sex under the full moon makes us lose our minds a bit. All the pheromones. It's like walking into a thick cloud. Mind-blowing orgasms, but it's difficult to recall much after. Tonight, I want to take my time. Your scent is fucking amazing, but it won't make me take leave of my senses. I'm gonna remember this. Besides, it's sweet little things like you deserve more than a quick fuck. Put your hand around my cock. Yeah, I know. Bigger than you will have had before. That's the hybrid form for you. Your little anatomy textbooks didn't prepare you for this, did they? You think you can take it? Not everyone can. No shame in it. But God, I want to feel you so much it hurts. You want to try? Give me a minute. There's some oil on the table. I saw it. Oh, hells no. No, we're not doing this without oil. I'm fucking massive, and you're not. We're gonna need this. Let me slick you up. Get you good and ready. I could get you off doing only this, couldn't I? Stroking your clit and kneading your cunt. And then there's that pretty ass. Wouldn't even need to slip a finger inside you. Makes me want to lick you everywhere till you're screaming. I want to do everything to you. Fuck it. I need this. You're driving me wild. I need your taste. Don't you dare stay quiet. Do you have any fucking idea what those noises do to me? Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Scream. Shout. Whatever you need to do, let it out. You're making me so frantic, I can barely think. Spread yourself open. God, you're so tight. Shaky, aren't they? Yeah. Too bad. I'm not done with you yet, little rabbit. How has nature not crushed you yet? Look at you, soft little thing. No effort at all to pin you down. You can't squirm away. You can't stop me pounding you while I held you still.
anyway, don't you?
Get on top. Slide onto me. Oh. Yes. So stupidly easy to slide you up and down my cock like a toy. Yes. Scream louder for me. Louder. Let me hear how much you fucking need all of me. Come now. What a gorgeous mess you are. Are you okay? I didn't bite your shoulder too hard. Good. Oh, it feels so good to fill you up. A perfect fit, surprisingly. Kinda forgot to tell you. We're gonna be stuck together like this for a bit. I can't pull back out till I calm down some. Takes me longer than most blokes, as you've likely noticed. Comes with the territory. It depends. Sometimes it's only a few minutes. Sometimes it's longer. Don't worry. It'll happen when it happens. You don't mind? Me neither. Feeling a little stretched out. Stings a bit. Yeah. Been there. But it's like I said, not everyone can handle doing that. You took it like a goddamn champion. Especially for it being your first time. You should be proud. Should make you a little trophy. And hey, you were right. I'm feeling better. Wonderful, in fact. Did I take your mind off things? Did you see stars? Fuck me, I think I did too.
Oh my god, I smell bacon and eggs.
Oh. Good morning. Aren't you pretty? My claw marks on your skin. And you have little bruises. Just from my fingertips. God, you're like a summer peach. I'm glad that shoulder bite didn't rattle you too much. Kind of got a little carried away last night. You're delicate. I'll have to be more mindful about that. Oh, holy shit, it's breakfast. Pancakes, even. Where in the hell did you find the energy to make all this? You can keep your coffee. That shit tastes evil to me. Besides, I don't need caffeine. Kissing you gives me all the energy I need. Yeah, I'm sore. Worth it, though. Don't think I did anything too strenuous, at least. Slept like a dead thing. Better than I have in days. What are you on about? I don't snore. Werewolves don't snore. Who's that? Shit. No, I can't go out the back. There might be others. Fuck. Okay, I'll go upstairs. Make them leave if you can. They so much as touch you, and I'll fucking kill them. Paige, how the hells are you? Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Almost 9 months since we saw your ugly mug at home. We were taking bets on whether you fell down a ravine or just drowned in a bog somewhere. But then we got your latest letter. No fugitive sighted. Assignment remains uneventful. We'll keep in touch. Well, Rutledge thought he'd send somebody to check up on you, and I drew the short straw. Yeah, it's just me. Well, you missed the rest of the gang. They didn't have time to visit. They're a bit busy saving the world and everything. You should give it a try sometime. Nice little place you've turned this into. I remember when it was a little more than a musty shack. Oh no. Gods, your living room sure as hell wouldn't pass a surprise inspection. Furniture toppled over, shit all over the floor. What happened? Looks like a tornado went off in here. Bullshit, there's no way a raccoon did this. What the fuck is this? I'm busting my ass day and night, and you're out here in the middle of nowhere making pancakes? I'm having some of this. Oh, phenomenal. Better than me mum's. You got two plates set out. The plot thickens. What, do you have a forest hermit hidden away upstairs or something? Did it finally happen? Did Pigeon get laid? Nah, who am I kidding? That'll never happen. Oh, laid. See, it's a bird pun. Because, you know, whoo, all that. Yeah, not surprised that went over your head. The gods do so love their idiots. I almost forgot how your face goes all blank and terrified like that when you're distracted. That's our dead weight. Ugh, gods, always thought it was ludicrous that Rutledge sent you out here. You've practically been on vacation, haven't you? You should be back at home. We'd all eat like royalty. So, here's the thing. Our werewolf that you can't seem to find. I've been looking for the bastard all month. I followed its blood trail, and when that went cold, I found a pair of gur out camping. Ingrates hadn't seen anything either, but they did have this useful little tracking spell. Took some convincing to make him give it up. But good old Ollie got it out of him. He still thinks it's hilarious when people cry over broken fingers. Anyway, turns out all you need to activate the spell is a little of the target's hair and some blood, and we had enough of that on hand. So that's what I did. And it led me right here. Why do you think that is? Oh, the target didn't find its pack, no. Don't be stupid. If you bother to actually keep up with the rest of us and our real work, you know we snuffed out the lot of them ages ago. Thompson and Doyle, you remember them? They kept an eye out just to be sure, but it's been a month, and the den's still empty. No stragglers resurfaced with the full moon. No, I think the fuckers held up here. Look at your face. Did you actually think I meant your cabin? You think it's cold up and you're a root cellar? No, I meant the surrounding forest, Pidge. Either you're too stupid to have noticed its presence, or your letter's bullshit and you haven't even bothered trying. So, you and me, we're going to go on a little hike. I'm going to watch you check all your traps, and if they're still empty, we're going to go look for it. We fucked it up enough that it's probably in a cave somewhere licking its wounds until the moon's full. You remember how to keep track of the lunar cycle, at least, don't you? It's in 3 days, so our window's closing. I figure we can head out as soon as I finish breakfast. And after we bag our monster, you are going to tell Rutledge it was me who did it. You wouldn't know what to do with a promotion anyway, and I think it's high time I got to stay in the cabin for a bit, while you tracked down mongrels and slept in trees while it rained. Excuse me. Did you forget I have seniority over you? Are you actually refusing a direct fucking order? Dead weight.
Oh, fuck!
God damned bastard. You're gonna tell me I shouldn't have snapped his neck. You're welcome. Hey. Shh, shh, it's okay. I've got you. Nobody's taking you away from me. Also, in future, if I ever slip up and call you stupid, punch me in the nads. Dead serious. Hard as you can. I'll deserve it. I've got to ask, though. Why do you keep calling you Pigeon? Yeah. Gods. The fucking bell tower thing. Fuck. Okay. First things first. I'm leaving his body in pieces somewhere for the scavengers to get. It's better than what he deserves. We'll figure out what comes next when I return. Hey. Climb in here with me. Let's bathe together. Much better. Gods, I'd be hurting like hell right now if it wasn't for that spell of yours. Pretty sure I didn't reopen anything lugging that fucker through the woods, at least. So, he probably won't be missed for at least a 10-day. That gives us some time. We'll have to put off traveling until after the moon. I need to just lose myself for a little while. Alone. I'll be fine once I get back. My gods. Did you think I wouldn't be returning after? Of course I am. You're the only pack I've got. While I'm out, I can bring down a boar. Maybe an elk. Something that'll last us a while on the road. We can probably manage a little foraging too, if you tell me what to look for. Then my time under the moon's eye won't be wasted. Oh, else no. You can find your own fancy mushrooms. I'm a fucking wolf. I'm not your truffle hog. Well, I might be convinced. If you ask nicely, and make it worth my while. It's a good thing your maps are current. Maybe we can head north, lose ourselves in Baldur's Gate for a bit until we figure out a better place. Make some coin while we're there. I'm not a big fan of city life, but I'll deal with it if it gives us a place to hide. I don't know much about the world outside my woods. Even the forest here is still unfamiliar to me. But maybe there's somewhere we can apply for sanctuary. If such a place exists, I don't mind spending some time roaming around to find it. With you at my side, I'll get used to it. At least I pack light, yeah? Just the thought of trying to do that on my own. Oh, I'd slip up, stand out too much, make some stupid oversight and get another hunter on my trail, or maybe just a mob from some superstitious village. Wouldn't be the first time it happened, but at least then I had family to guide me. Elders who'd tell me what to watch out for. Oh, alone. Hells. Most likely loneliness would get its teeth in me and I'd lie down one day. Just give up. Pathetic, isn't it? But I would. Don't exactly like admitting it, but I know myself. Some werewolves can do the lone wolf thing, but not me. Gods, what would I do without you? We'll have to avoid druids. Never met one, but I've heard stories. Too many of them see us as an affront to nature. Even the ones that walk around in wild shape. Oh, that reminds me. While I was out feeding our intruder to the vultures, I found a tree with a marking carved on the trunk. Tiny, but at eye level. Just prominent enough for me to notice. It looked like your tattoo, only reversed, inverted, with a crescent moon above it. Does that sound familiar to you? Yeah, me neither. Looks official, though. And even I know what altered symbols mean. Someone isn't a fan of your former organization. Don't know what the hell the moon's supposed to mean. Might be worth looking it up. We'll have to be discreet about it. Oh, God, what a day. I didn't even get breakfast in the end. It's okay. I don't have the stomach for it right now anyway. But it was your cooking, and I wanted it something fierce. Nearly ripped the fucker's face off just for eating my food. My bacon. Yeah, I guess there'll be other times for you to make it, won't there? Never thought I'd say it. But I'm gonna miss this little cabin. It's a crying shame we gotta leave just when it starts feeling like a proper den. It doesn't matter. In the end, home will be wherever you are.